Welcome back to The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick with you today. As we heard a moment ago with Dallas area Detective Nick Selby, the nation was already struggling with the ongoing debate about police, race, and guns, and that struggle just got harder. The families of Alton Sterling in Baton Rouge and Philando Castile in Minnesota lost loved ones in the last 72 hours, and so did the families of five Dallas police officers protecting a protest about those very killings. The debate about police killing civilians is now inevitably intertwined with the reality of someone killing police. Professor Carol Anderson says that debate also can't escape another reality, and that is while all Americans have a right to carry guns, for African Americans and other people of color, that right is just not the same when it comes to being stopped by police. Carol Anderson is professor of African American Studies at Emory University. She's also author of White Rage, The Unspoken Truth of Our Racial Divide. Professor Anderson, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you so much for having me.
There were protests in Dallas last night that were protesting the killing of two different African-American men, one in Minnesota, of course, and one in Baton Rouge, which then resulted in the deaths of five police officers and the wounding of seven more. What are you seeing in this moment right now?
I'm seeing the United States at a critical moment in its history, at a crossroads where the nation is having to decide what its core value is. When I'm seeing the killing in Minnesota, as well as the video of the killing in Baton Rouge, you know, you see this kind of sense that led to Black Lives Matter. The shooting in Dallas, the sniper fire that killed five police officers and wounded six others. There you see, I mean, you had a protest against the killings in Minnesota and in Louisiana, and it was a peaceful protest. And you had the police officers actually protecting the protesters. I mean, so that tells you about what we're striving to be about. And then you have those who resort to violence, to sniper fire, and who apparently had weaponry that was in some cases better than what the police officers themselves had. And I think that that also is speaking to another issue that is coursing through American society, which deals with the issues of ready access to almost military-grade weaponry.
And that's an issue that I want to talk to you about. Before we get there, you know, there is a danger, it seems to me, of having to connect these series of events now, Baton Rouge in Minnesota, the shootings of black men at the hands of police, with the organized killing of five police officers and the wounding of seven more. We're now at a point where this is all one conversation, Carol Anderson. Black men get killed, but oh, cops get killed too. And it seems to me that this is a very risky and unhealthy way to have to talk about this.
I believe so, absolutely. And you saw some jumping to judgment. So there was one of the New York dailies runs a headline that says Civil War with the picture of Dallas downtown. This isn't a civil war. And to cast it as such without having details really begins to fuel the kind of angst and anger and vitriol that is at the subtext of a lot of a wing of American society. You had a former congressman issue a tweet that was just absolutely inappropriate and horrific about the killings in Dallas. And so then it was Obama, you're coming after you, and Black Lives Matter, you're next. I mean, really? This kind of resort to violence and this kind of sense of trying to connect Black Lives Matter, which has been about valuing life, with the systematic killing in Dallas of police officers is wrong, just wrong.
We just heard from Detective Nick Selby, who gave, from the police officer's perspective, some instructions about if you're carrying a gun, how to stay safe with a cop. And I wonder what you think about how African Americans view those instructions. You know, hands on the wheel, tell the cop you have a gun. It seems that that doesn't always work.
It doesn't work. You know, so you had the case, for instance, you know, in Minnesota, where he said, "Sir, I have a weapon," because the police officer had asked for his license. And so he's doing the instructions, what you're instructed to do. I'm letting the police officer know I'm reaching for my license, which is what the police officer asked me to do. I want him to know that I have a gun, but I have a concealed permit to carry this gun. And that didn't save him. That didn't save Mr. Castillo. And so what happens here is that we're dealing with more than, you know, just follow the rules, follow the simple set of instructions. We're also dealing with a default system in the judicial system in American society that sees black as threat, that sees this warning danger sign. And so all of the signals that should not be going off are going off. And we don't see that same kind of policing. And I just say Dylann Roof, the young white man last year who killed 9 people
in South Carolina
when they found him. So this is a man that, you know, kills people. When they found him, they took him in alive. And before they took him in, he said he was hungry. So they took him to Burger King so he could get some food. That tells me that there is such a massive difference in the way that black people and whites are treated in American society, viewed as a threat.
Carol Anderson is professor of African American Studies at Emory University. She is author of White Rage, The Unspoken Truth of Our Racial Divide. Professor Anderson, thanks for being on The Takeaway.
Thank you so much.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.